This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, thanks for listening to Remarkable Results Radio. I'm your host, Carm Capriotto, the pioneer of automotive aftermarket podcasts. You know, we started in 2015 and have blazed a trail of audio business acumen, uncompromised in the aftermarket. Remember, smart happens here. And if your story is ready to be told, come on, be featured on the podcast and email me, Carm, C-A-R-M, at remarkableresults.biz. Join my mission to advance the aftermarket. If you're not actively involved in ASE certifications or the ASE Education Foundation, you're missing a huge opportunity. There are so many resources at your fingertips to improve your business, to get involved in education, become certified, or stay certified with ASE. Stop making excuses in this new year. Become proactive and start taking action. Hey, thanks to our partner NAPA for providing this episode. You know, it's no secret we're facing a technician shortage all around us. You know, the NAPA Auto Care program is addressing that. The free 2-year apprentice program offers a variety of training to produce a technician with 3 ASE certifications. To learn more, members can visit member.napaautocare.com. Hey, a warm welcome to Trish Ceratori from ASE. Hi, Trish.
Hi, Carm. Great to be here.
Glad you're here. Senior Vice President of Communication, and you and I, it's my first interview here at Apex.
Yay!
2021, and I'm sitting inside of Joe's Garage, which is inside of Repair Shop HQ. This is a happening.
This is amazing to be here. We should have been here years ago, but here we are right now doing it.
But here we are, and your booth is only a couple of down.
Right.
Just I can see
fitting
your booth
distance, right.
from the glassed-in studio here. Yeah, Apex did a hell of a job for me in my studio, so
yes.
So appreciative to it. Hey, look, there's so much going on with with ASE, everyone, and to have an opportunity to actually interview Trish and in the flesh, because it's rare we only see each other at occasional shows, and we all know what's happened in the last year and a half. Things are going on with ADAS. Things are going on with the DOP, the school program. And I want to get everyone up to speed on this. Now, I think one of the biggest things that we need to let sink in is the ADAS certification.
Sure, because that's big news, right? Everybody's concerned about how are we going to make sure that the people doing that work know what they're doing, don't have any liability issues for their employer, and obviously do it right the first time. So the industry kind of said, ASE, you know, you're that person for us, you're that organization, and we want you to create a credential that we can offer our ADAS folks working on those systems so that, you know, we can be sure they know what they're doing.
How long ago did it start? You had to pick a project leader,
yes,
didn't you?
Yes, right. Yeah, so Dave Millen and our tech team have been working on this for about 18 months. They're getting to the end, you know. It's that last little bit, that last sprint always takes the longest, but we're ready to go. We have created a calibration test. And the really big news here is like L1, L2, and L3, we created a calibration composite vehicle. Who would have guessed we could have been able to do that, right?
Serious?
Yeah. Yeah, amazing. Includes 5 high-speed CAN bus networks, several high-speed optical video bus networks, includes components such as radars, cameras, ultrasonic sensors, and dynamic and static ADAS system calibration procedures. We got it all covered.
Did you rehearse that?
I did. I wanted to make sure I could say all those words without making a mistake, right?
Oh, my. It's exciting. You know, I think so many of us have been sitting on the sidelines saying, who's going to kind of clamp down on a certifications, a licensing or something, and be able to put someone in an ADAS calibration bay that knows what they're doing?
Right. And that's what we're here for. We're here for the industry to support their need. And they need something like this. They need to be sure that those techs at whatever level, they know what they're doing. What was really interesting is the guys told me that creating that calibration composite vehicle was complicated because calibration involves a lot of complex procedures. And you really want to make sure that the individual is doing them in the right order and doing them correctly. So that was a big step for us to make sure that we got that right.
I can't imagine finding the subject matter experts to pull them together. I did listen to a great podcast that Scott Grounded with Matt Howe, and I think he's your project leader.
He is.
It was a great job. He explained the behind the scenes and what's coming up. And not to steal any of their thunder, but when I heard about that, I knew that for my listener base, we needed to get you on here to talk about it. So it's going to launch when?
Probably mid-2022, if maybe a little earlier. I don't want to promise too much, but 2022 for sure. And I have to stop and thank all of our workshop participants, all our subject matter experts, because like any ASE test, it's only as good as the people who show up and help make us make it work. And we had some great folks from the aftermarket and from the OEs and independent guys and just a great crowd. And they worked so hard virtually to do this. So thanks to all of them.
Did you guys find it difficult to find subject matter experts?
We did. We really had to, you know, flush them out of the woodwork, if you will, because you want to be sure you have someone who has really strong knowledge in this area, and you want to have people who, if they don't do it themselves, they're training people to do it. So again, we get the whole sector, everybody in alignment together. The ICAR folks are on board with us, you know, because it's a collision effort as well as a mechanical repair effort. So, yeah, it was tough. And it was really hard to do it virtually. You had to get these people in short bursts to write task lists and then write questions and then come back and review them.
Yeah, think about it, everyone. She just said a magic word there, virtually. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, ASE had to completely stop what you were doing as far as bringing those subject matter experts together. I did one many, many years ago, live and in person, I think in Virginia. And it was awesome to be with people and to you know, when you challenged questions and challenged answers and you could look people in the eye. Now, I get what Zoom is all about, but it's nothing like trying to develop the caliber of ASE testing when you're not in person. So yeah, what an additional challenge you guys
had
to launch something brand new and do it virtually.
Right, and it's influenced everything we do at ASE now. We're using the same concepts for other test series and other tests that we're working on, and it's just been a real help to the whole process.
Other tests you're working on, is that a secret?
There's all kinds of things up in the air. You know, something about electric vehicles. What do you think?
I don't know. But your voice went up an octave or three. Very good. Very good stall. I like that. I love that. Hey, let's jump into the ASE Adopt-a-School program. I've been very vocal on getting involved with high school, of course, becoming an advisor to post-secondary at college, but I'm more convinced now than ever that it's all about high school.
Well, you know, people say we got to get them when they're early, you know, at fifth grade or sixth grade, and that's fine. But you know what? If they're in high school, they're already there. They're ready. They want to do something. So if we can capture the emotion, we can capture the passion while they're in high school and get them in a strong program with good employer support, hey, we can fix this technician shortage.
I'm not sure if I told this story on a previous podcast in the last month. My son moved from a counseling job from a city school to a suburban school. He picks up the phone and he says, "Dad, we've got this really cool internship program. Can you find me a shop?" And I'm thinking, whoa, this is so cool. So I call the first shop that was the closest to the school, and he was already working with another district and had an intern in there for like this 10-hour program. And so I've hooked him up with someone else, but it's come close to home for
me. Right.
And I can't tell you enough to my listener. You hear about it, you know you got to do it. But if you don't do an apprentice program, an official, legit apprentice program in your business to seed your future, to help solve the tech, we've been talking about technician shortage forever, but we've not done enough about it. So it is time to do stuff about it. But this internship thing, this high school thing, it's in my book, it's becoming just as important as an apprentice program.
Right. Well, we have probably 1,800 ASE accredited high school programs around the country. So guess what? There's one in your backyard. Or if not, it's maybe 20 miles down the road, but they're there. And it is so easy to get involved. think about when you were a technician and you got started and you were kind of nervous and you didn't know what to do and everything. And, oh my God, I'm going to make a mistake and I can't do it fast enough and all of that. Well, guess what? That's what the instructors are like, right? They're nervous. They don't know how to ask for something that they need. They're afraid they're going to get told no. They got their administration breathing down them. And really all they want is they want you to come in the shop and meet the kids, look at the equipment, get involved. And we can help with all of that.
So you told me before we started, Carm, did you know that we have this field manager network?
Best secret, right?
What?
We have had over the last several years, and we finally had enough resources to beef it up. We have about anywhere from 15 to 19 individuals around the country. They have like multiple states. And their job is strictly to introduce businesses to schools and schools to businesses.
I'm flabbergasted. Yep. How long have you had this?
Well, you know, way back in the AES days, they had 50 of them because the dealers were paying for all of that. Well, and, you know, it's a lot harder to do all of that right now. So it's down to about, as I said, 15 or so folks. But, you know, they're the most passionate people in the world. They were former techs themselves or former educators, and they just want to put the pieces together for our industry.
Are they part-time?
They are full-time.
Full-time working for ASE?
Some of them work directly for us, and some of them are contract because they have other, you know, businesses that they work on. But, yeah, they're still out there, and it's so easy to find them. We have on ASEEducationFoundation.org, at the very top, there's a little button that says, find a rep. You click on that button, and it will give you every single one of the reps, where they work, what their phone number is, and what their email address is.
Okay, stop for 1 minute and mm-hmm. repeat that for
sure.
us.
Sure. Yeah. ASEEducationFoundation.org. At the top of the website is a button called Find a Rep. And when you click on that button, you'll find your person.
Hey, Carm here. Do you know why you need to join a high school or college automotive advisory committee? Well, keep listening and find out why. Hey, it's Carm here to tell you about the best shop management solution for your auto care center, Trax Enterprise. Now, since NAPA introduced Trax in 1989, it's been the industry's leading shop management system out there. Today, Trax Enterprise offers even more of the features auto care center owners want. Things like a powerful interactive scheduling calendar, faster and streamlined workflow, multi-shop capabilities, easy pay consumer financing integration, and more. That means you can count on Trax Enterprise to help drive your success today and well into the future. The tabbed interface lets you open and view multiple estimates, ROs, invoices, and purchase orders all at the same time. You can even place windows side by side, over or under, or drag a tab from another application outside Trax to open another window. One auto care center owner said he loves being able to have 10 to 12 work orders open at once. Enterprise also offers a Microsoft Outlook type calendar so you can view daily, weekly, and monthly schedules, drag and drop appointments between days and times, and block time to indicate length of work. Punch out to Mitchell Pro Demand is another huge benefit. It provides embedded labor, part, maintenance, and fluid capacities that can be transferred to estimates and repair orders within Trax. Trax Enterprise also streamlines parts ordering. Just one click and it's done. The mobile capture app sold another auto care owner on Trax Enterprise. He said there's no reason to write VINs by hand anymore. You can decode the VIN from a mobile device and send all the information directly to Trax. There are reporting features too. For example, with just a couple of clicks, you can find out how many repair orders you've written in a month. Talk to your Napa Auto Parts store and find out more about what Trax Enterprise can do for you, plus the hundreds of other great things the auto care program has to offer. I'm more convinced, Trish, now than ever, many of our shops that are huge and big in community, listen, they're growing these great businesses. Their customers become clients of theirs for long term. They're at all different levels. They have grandkids, children at all different levels of education. Why would you not want to take an internship, a person in? And the stories that I hear... The stories are, create your own story by getting involved with education.
Oh, here's one of our foundation directors here, Dwayne Myers. I'm talking about the foundation.
So you yelled, there's Dwayne, one of our foundation members, right? Dwayne stopped in to say hello. Dwayne Myers, Dynamic Automotive. We've been there. We've done stuff. Yep. He's a great friend. And so I invited him in.
Right. So Dwayne serves on the ASC Education Foundation Board of Directors. And as you know, he is a huge proponent of internships, grow your own, you know, working with schools forever. So it's just a treat to have him on the board, and it's always a treat to see him.
So we just made an adjustment. I love impromptu. Shops that are so involved with their community, growing a great client base, live in the world of relationships, have got to take that next step and get involved with education. Post-secondary, great. Get on the advisory panel. Help steer them to independence. But let's get them before.
We just had an open house at our local school's CTC, Career and Technology Program Center. And, of course, we were there. We had a booth. And it was an amazing turnout, an amazing amount of middle school and 9th and 10th graders there with their parents. And we talked not about dynamic, but about the industry and about the automotive program. And we did talk about apprenticeship because we have all our pamphlets and all and opportunities that are out there. Sure. But we have to get to them, you know, middle school starting, and we got to get to the parents. And by having programs and paths and plans in place, we can get the parents on board, which helps the industry out and gets them involved so that they're willing to say, yes, I want my son or daughter in this industry, because it's a great industry. And they only know what they've known from years past. They got to know where we're at now.
We need more people like Dwayne's, right?
Well, absolutely. And again, I think employers want to get involved. They just don't know how, or they think they're too busy. And that's why we have the Adopt a School initiative, because it is a toolbox of everything you need to know to get started, from as simple as making a phone call to as intense as having an internship. And we've got it all laid out, 1, 2, 3 for you on our Adopt a School program on the foundation website.
So thank you for bumping in here and telling us your story. And you've told it on my show in the past, so I appreciate all the work and all the efforts that you're doing. So you're here early, huh?
We got here yesterday, 8 of us in total, myself, Lee, and Jose, and then 5 technicians, 2 of them recent graduates from our registered apprenticeship program.
All
so
right.
One of their, I don't want to say prizes, but they get to come out and see the industry and get great training that we have here now. But yeah, we're heavy technician. Out here to get some great training. So one thing we've learned is, why stop at the end of apprenticeship? We now take that to career paths and go all the way through their career, keep giving them plans and developing them. And they know from day one that we'll, you know, cradle to grave, we're going to keep them their whole way through their career if we can.
It's one of the biggest things that the generation that you're talking about, that you're hiring, they want to know. They want to be challenged. They want to know what they're doing. And in fact, you know, we've done some shows recently on hiring dealership technicians, and some of them are stalled, and they want to branch out. They want to learn more. They want to do more. They want to have a much bigger, better career path than they currently have.
Our surveys show that 42% of technicians 2 years later are gone, and one of the main reasons is a lack of a career path and a feeling that, you know, they're stuck on the lube rack. To Dwayne's point, that's so important.
I just did a class down at Greg's Transformer Institute on apprenticeship. 20% out of high school or post-secondary don't join the automotive industry. And then another 21, you know, leave after 2 years.
So I know we're kind of hijacking your episode here.
Hey, as long as we're talking about technicians and, you know.
And their future.
That's right.
Thank you, because I have to ask Dwayne a question. At the Transformers meeting in Miami, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When you got in front, you talked about apprenticing. Did you ask any them all to raise their hand to see who had an apprentice program?
The first question was, who's having the best year of their lives as far as business? And then I asked them, who needs help? And they all raised their hand. Then I asked them who's doing something about it, and the hands started going down.
Yeah,
a lot of them do, but this group, Greg brought all his groups together, and a lot of them now wanted the information to start the program. And it was a deep dive.
I think what he just said, Trish, makes everything that you're doing so much more worthwhile, because I think there was this point where, oh, apprenticing is cool. Okay, great. But now it's one of the only alternatives that we have to seed our bench. Because we could keep stealing each other's peoples, And guess what? It's just this vicious, ugly cycle. And all we're doing is spending money on signing bonuses.
It really is. And we're working at the foundation, ASC Education Foundation, on an automotive apprenticeship program. Right now, it's in a pilot stage in Scottsdale, Arizona. And we have 35 students who are participating in this pilot apprenticeship program. And the goal of the program was to take the lift off the employer, right? Because apprenticeships are heavy in paperwork. If we get that lift off the employer, then there's a better shot than not that employer will get engaged. And more importantly, stick with it, right? Because it's one thing to say, I'll do it, but it's a long-term commitment.
They have to stick with it because we started our program years ago, and that's why we're in the better shape we are than a lot.
That's right.
Because we've been working on this thing for a long time. So it's not a quick fix. It's a long-term commitment, and it's a cultural change. It changes who you are for the better, but you have to be willing to do it long-term. And when things get better, don't stop.
Right.
Keep it up.
That's right.
You know, you have to keep it up.
Right, and you have to remember, you can't start it when your guy's going to retire, to Dwayne's point, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, I need some, Joe's leaving next week, and I need a technician. Well, that's not the time. The time is 4 years before Joe's ready to leave, or 5 years, or, you know, 3.5 years. Get engaged at that point, and then you've got the bench.
One of our apprentices, you know, when he graduated, I'm trying to remember the number, it was 124% efficient, consistently. And he graduated, it's almost a year ago now, but when he graduated a year ago, he was well over 100% efficient. I shared all those stats in my class. With the program we have, when they get out, they're probably at least 5 years ahead if they'd have done it organically.
Yeah. We're sorry about all the noise and the forklifts that are going by, because they're still setting up Joe's Garage and Repair Shop HQ, which is an incredible, I have to tell you, there's lifts and equipment. I mean, there's ADAS calibration, there's DVI stuff. I mean, It's phenomenal, but you have to invest in a lot of money or a lot of time to go out and talk to your high school.
No. And that, I think, is the other myth, right? So most advisory committees at the high school level meet 2 times a year for maybe 2 hours, maybe a little longer, depending on the content. But
more like an hour.
Right. So it's not a huge commitment.
But it's not a big commitment to just walk into.
Yeah.
By the way, I also heard this go into a high school, talk to a principal, and ask him if he has an internship program. If he believes, and he's heavy in it, he'll say, sit down, let's talk. But if he has given it to a counselor to worry about, then he should send you off to a counselor. Basically, don't leave until you talk to somebody, because every single high school, I believe, I may be wrong, somebody writes to me and tell me, Carm, you're crazy, has some form of skilled trades internship programs. It's not all automotive. I mean, they want to send kids everywhere, carpenters and electricians and plumbers. They want to send them everywhere because they finally woke up and realized not everybody's ready for college.
Well, I think we need to remember that the point of education is to learn, but it's also to learn to get a job. Right. So it's a two-piece effort. And if we can engage our students in this internship, in this career awareness, you know, visiting a shop, first of all, it cuts down on those high level expectations that they're going to run the shop in a year and a half. Right. Because, you know, we got that. But it also helps them understand this is good work. This is what I want to do with my life. I love this, you know, and if they can't see it, they can't know it.
Hey, thanks for stopping by, Dwayne.
Well, it's my pleasure. That's for sure.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Yeah, well, I haven't gotten to see her in so long. This is, you know, I knew you'd be here, and so, but this was special. I came to find you, and I got everybody.
Yep.
And we got an episode out of him. Any final words? Any put a ball?
Sure. Visit ASCEducationFoundation.org and type in "adopt a school." It's all there. And if you don't have your ASC, if your technician's ASC certified, you better go talk to me about that, because we got to get those numbers up and get those techs out there doing the right thing.
Well, especially the fact that we're now going to have an ADAS certification, and that just almost takes everything that's been going on for years up to another, oh my,
right.
I think I better do this because I want to get that.
You bet. And our industry needs it, and our car owners expect it.
You know, they do, and they should get it.
That's right.
Trish Saratori, Senior Vice President, ASE. Thanks for being here. And
my
you too,
pleasure.
Dwayne Myers, Dynamic Automotive, guest host. Hey?
Yeah, a hijacked episode.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care, Carm. Take care, Dwayne.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.